And welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, so glad to have you here for this lunchtime concert. Today we're going to hear from a group that's been described well by one music critic as one of Rochester area's unique and notable treasures, the RPO Marimba Band. These musicians are members of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra's current percussion section. In addition to marimbas, we're going to hear them play xylophone, vibraphone, steel drum, and the drum set. The RPO Marimba Band is Anthony Calabrese, John McNeil, Gillian Pritchard-Fiondoc, Kristen Shiner-McGuire, and Tom Nani. Please join me in welcoming them to the stage. The RPO Marimba Band performs ragtime xylophone pieces, novelty music from the early decades of the 20th century, many south of the border and jazz tunes, as well as some beautiful classical arrangements. They'll start us off today with a traditional Guatemalan tune, Un Misterio. The RPO Marimba Band playing a traditional Guatemalan tune, Un Misterio. This arrangement by RPO principal percussionist and Nexus member Bill Kahn featured the marimbas. The marimba and xylophone have bars made of rosewood, which are struck with mallets to produce the tone, and they're similar to the layout of a piano keyboard. The marimba is typically tuned lower in pitch than a xylophone and produces a mellower tone by use of soft, rubber, or yarn-covered mallets. And under each tone bar, though, is a metal tube called a resonator, which is capped at the bottom and tuned to the same pitch as the wood bar above it, and it amplifies the sound. More marimbas, along with the rhythm section, are featured in this next piece, an arrangement by Kristen Shiner-McGuire of Armando's Rumba, a tune by Chick Corea from his 1976 album, My Spanish Heart.
Thank you.
Armando's Rumba by Armando Chick Corea, as arranged by Kristen Shiner McGuire, played by the RPO Marimba Band on Live from Hochstein. We're going to stay in the jazz world for this next tune with a well-known Dave Brubeck piece inspired by rhythms from Turkish music, Blue Rondo a la Turk. At least, that's at the heart of what we'll hear. It's been transformed a few times. Richard Delaney, who teaches here at Hochstein as well as playing in the Mambo Kings, created an arrangement of Blue Rondo a la Turk and called his version Blue Mambo. And from that, Brian Stotz created this arrangement featuring the vibraphone and the marimba as the solo voices, and that's where we get Blue Marimbo. Marimbo, Brian Stotz's arrangement of Richard Delaney's Mambo arrangement of Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo a la Turk. We heard it played by the RPO Marimba Band with the marimba and the vibraphone featured in that performance. You're listening to Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance in Rochester, New York on WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3 and streaming online at classical915.org. The RPO Marimba Band was established in 1979 by Bill and Ruth Kahn and John Beck, and the group continues a half century of tradition. It was established in the 1950s by the Eastman School of Music's Marimba Masters, and it's a wonderful treat to have them here with us today. Music by Leonard Bernstein, Piazzolla tangos, and a Grammy-winning tune by Chuck Mangione are all on the way. And this next piece is a well-known classic originally for piano, Clair de Lune, or Moonlight, by Claude Debussy. This arrangement by Gillian Pritchard-Fiondoc captures the dreamy, poetic spirit of Debussy's moonlit music and features the vibraphone as the solo instrument.
Thank you.
Clair de Lune, Moonlight by Claude Debussy, in a hushed and beautiful arrangement by Gillian Pritchard-Fiondoc, featuring vibraphone played by the Arpio Marimba Band on Live from Hochstein. Astor Piazzolla was one of the greatest tango composers of all times, and he was known for writing both in the traditional style and for music that revolutionized tango, adding new instruments, incorporating different elements of classical music and jazz into his tango-based compositions. In the 1970s, Piazzolla worked on a series of recording projects in Italy, further developing his Tango Nuevo and a series of recording projects. And in these new pieces, he embraced dissonance and abrupt shifts in tempo and meter, often composed segmented pieces with hugely contrasting moods that interrupted the normal flow and demanded the audience's concentration, which doesn't work well for most dance music. During his time in Italy, Piazzolla recorded his work Liber Tango, which has become one of his most popular compositions and was used for the basis of the song called I've Seen That Face Before, recorded probably most popularly by Grace Jones. Here is an arrangement of Astor Piazzolla's Liber Tango by Anthony Calabresi. Liber Tango, liberated new tango by Astor Piazzolla, arranged by Anthony Calabresi. It's featured as the marimba soloist here with the Arpio Marimba Band. We'll hear a bit more from Piazzolla here on Live from Hochstein after. We'll play it cool with music by Leonard Bernstein from the groundbreaking musical West Side Story. And just a note, we're in the midst of a global celebration of the life and career of the legendary Leonard Bernstein for his centenary. As part of Leonard Bernstein at 100, there are more than 2,000 events on six continents. It started last year in September at the Kennedy Center, and you can find out what's going on around the world at leonardbernstein.com. Some highlights include the Grammy Museum's free traveling exhibition, drawing more than 150 artifacts, including photographs, papers, scores, and more. And if you're in Philadelphia before this September, you can visit the National Museum of American Jewish History for the exhibit, Leonard Bernstein, The Power of Music, the first large-scale museum exhibition to illustrate Bernstein's life, Jewish identity, and social activism. And in Rochester, in addition to the performances we've heard from the RPO of Bernstein's music, mark your calendar for September 29th, when WXXI Classical 91.5 presents the movie musical On the Town with Bernstein's music at the Little Theater. Back to what we're about to hear. In this arrangement by Brian Stotz, the vibraphone's the lead instrument, and the fugue theme is introduced one at a time by various voices on the two marimbas. And although very rhythmically complex and tonally dissonant, the overall effect is cool. Cool from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, in an arrangement by Brian Stotz, played by the RPO Marimba Band. This is live from Hochstein. Thanks for stopping by or tuning in for the music today. Astor Piazzolla wrote La Muerte del Ángel, The Death of the Angel, as incidental music for the 1962 Alberto Rodriguez Munoz play Tango del Ángel, in which an angel heals the spirits of residents of a depressed Buenos Aires neighborhood, but is ultimately killed in a knife fight. It's one of several angel pieces written by Piazzolla, which he's performed and recorded on many occasions. This piece begins as a remarkable three-voice fugue, slicing out from a fast, jagged theme passed among the instruments. But then, this section pulls up short for a central section, simultaneously sentimental and unsettled. The edgy fugue theme then resumes. Here is Muerte del Ángel by Astor Piazzolla in an arrangement by Gillian Pritchard Fiandoc. Del Ángel, Death of an Angel by Astor Piazzolla, as arranged by Gillian Pritchard Fiandoc played by the RPO Marimba Band on Live from Hochstein. We get to hear just two more pieces on today's show, but if you want to keep in touch with where you can hear the RPO Marimba Band in the future, you can find them online at simply rpomarimbaband.com. They play throughout the region in concert halls, gazebos, on the beach, at City Hall, and many outdoor festivals throughout the summer and spring. And this next composer they're going to play music by is well known to Rochesterians as well as to music fans around the world, Chuck Mangione. He got a last-minute request back in the late 1970s to write a score for a movie, The Children of Sanchez. He made the deadline, writing music that won Grammys as well as other awards for both the overall score and the main song, Children of Sanchez. And another connection, RPO Principal Pops conductor Jeff Tysick played lead trumpet and flugelhorn on the original album. Here is the RPO Marimba Band with Children of Sanchez, an arrangement by Jillian Pritchard-Fiondoc. She's also the featured performer here on the vibraphone, but her arrangement also has a prominent part for the steel drum. Thank you. Children of Sanchez by Chuck Mangione, arranged by Gillian Pritchard-Fiondoc, played by the RPO Marimba Band on Live from Hochstein, and Brian Stotz was featured there playing the steel drum. And now, for the finale, here is a song that will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day, at least. The RPO Marimba Band is wrapping up today's show with Oye Como Va, a song written by Latin jazz and mambo musician Tito Puente in 1963, and popularized by Santana's rendition of the song in 1970 on their album Abraxas, which helped catapult Santana into stardom. The title comes from the first words, Oye Como Va, which means literally, listen to how it goes, or more colloquially, how's it going? This arrangement is by Gillian Pritchard-Fiondoc and again showcases the vibraphone and steel drum. Here is the RPO Marimba Band with Oye Como Va. Como Va by Tito Puente, played here by the RPO Marimba Band, Anthony Calabrese, John McNeil, Jillian Pritchard-Fiondoc, Kristen Shiner-McGuire, and Tom Nani on Live from Hochstein. What a show. Well, we're taking next week off for spring break, but I hope you can stop by or tune in 2 weeks from today for trios by Beethoven and Mendelssohn with Michael Kopelman, Stefan Royce, and Rebecca Penis. You can see a complete list of all the programs and listen to select past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden, and the studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Salmi. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.